Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 38 today, verses 7 through 13. Jeremiah 38, verses 7 through 13. It says, when Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, a eunuch who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern, the king was sitting in the Benjamin gate. Ebed-Melech went from the king's house and said to the king, my lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they did to Jeremiah the prophet by casting him into the cistern, and he will die there of hunger, for there is no bread left in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, take 30 men with you from here and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went to the house of the king to a wardrobe in a storehouse. And he took from there old rags and worn out clothes, which he let down to Jeremiah in the cistern by ropes. Then Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, put the rags and clothes between your armpits and the ropes. And Jeremiah did so. Then they drew Jeremiah up with the ropes and lifted him out of the cistern, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. Now, from this passage today, we're going to get our challenge, and it's kind of a cool challenge today. There's something in this passage that you might not catch on the first reading, but I want to be used of the Lord to bring a deeper thought from this passage to have you see something. And it's tied to this man, Ebed-Melech. Ebed-Melech, we see, is a eunuch in the king's court, but we see that he had a heart for Jeremiah. Ebed-Melech finds that Jeremiah has been treated this way and thrown into the cistern and left in the mud, and there's no water, no food, and he's going to die of starvation down there and thirst. And so he goes to the king and he asks for permission to get him out of there. And the king says, yeah, grab 30 men, go lower some ropes and pull him out. But what I want you to understand is that God uses Ebed-Melech to bless Jeremiah. He was the one who said, man, I heard about what he's doing and I want to do something. I just can't let this happen to him and not do something. So how did Ebed-Melech get a heart for Jeremiah? He was a eunuch in the king's court. Here's what I think God's opened my eyes to, and I want to kind of throw this out to you today. I'm pretty sure that Ebed-Melech had heard Jeremiah speak to the king many times. You see, if he was a eunuch in the king's court, he most likely was there in the presence of the king when Jeremiah would come and speak the word of the Lord to the king. Oh, no, Zedekiah may not have listened, but Ebed-Melech did. Folks, today, I want you to hear this. Your audience may not be who you think. You preachers that are out there today, you probably have some people in your mind that you would like to hear the word that you're speaking, and you're hoping that person walks the aisle. But maybe that person that you think you're preaching to isn't the one that God wants to hear that day. All through the scriptures, we see that as Jesus preached, there were people that responded that were the ones that we didn't expect to, the Roman centurion or the woman from the Tyre and Sidon who was the Gentile. All the way through, God works his ways and he has his word go out and he has it take root where he wants it to take root, when he wants it to take root. And Ebed-Melech was probably in the hearing of Jeremiah's prophecies as he would come and speak to King Zedekiah the word from the Lord, and he would hear all these conversations, even though Jeremiah was speaking to the king and hoping the king would hear, and then the king would speak to the people, the king didn't listen. But it's obvious that something was happening in the heart of Ebed-Melech, the eunuch, because when he heard that Jeremiah had been thrown into the cistern, he had a heart for Jeremiah, which means he had a belief in the words that he was saying. He believed he was from God. And even though Jeremiah thought he was speaking to the king, God was speaking through him to Ebed-Melech. Folks, I just want to challenge you. Keep spreading the word. Keep sharing the good news of Jesus wherever he tells you to, however he leads you to. But don't be surprised that the person you thought you were to go speak to might not be the one that God was actually speaking to. There's little ears in your house. Mamas, there's kids at your feet. You may be on the phone with somebody, talking to somebody about the Lord, but your children might be the one who are listening, or your grandchildren, or your neighbor. You never know. Don't worry about where it's going to hit, what the seed's going to do. Scatter the seed, and leave the results to the Lord. You never know who's listening. But God may be using you in ways you never even imagined. Can't wait to share with you some more from Jeremiah. We'll do that on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.